Watcher, and a huge welcome to this week's The Real Enjoyment of Jazz with me, Mike Wynn. And rather unusually for us, this week we're starting way back in 38. As the Kansas City Six, it was in fact a subset of the then Count Basie band, and this recording session produced some real gems. It was a rare opportunity for these guys to record away from the Basie band. Billie Holiday was in the studio along the corridor and popped into this recording studio lots during this session. The band first, Lester Young clarinet, he plays tenor on most of the tracks. Eddie Durham, who'd just left the Basie band, swapped his usual trombone for electric guitar. Buck Clayton trumpet, Freddie Green rhythm guitar, Walter Page bass and Joe Jones drums. This session was supervised by Milt Gabler, who also wrote that song Countless Blues, also known as Ad Lib Jump Blues. This is on one of these brilliant limited edition Mosaic box sets. This one features the Basie Young studio sessions 36 to 47. So I must play you something else that includes Basie. Thank you. classic Basie piano playing on Hey Lordy Mama. In fact, classic later Basie. Back in November 38, this style of playing was rare indeed, rare to the point of unheard of. And as well as Basie, it's the same rhythm section as on the previous song. Freddie Green guitar, Walter Page bass, Joe Jones drums. Silly me, we ought to visit the 30s more often. Let's now put nearly 60 years on the clock. Recorded Feb 92 in Bethesda, Maryland, the hometown of the leader and drummer William Goffigan. He's played with many big names, from Horace Silver to brother Jack McDuff to Sun Ra, but largely he preferred to stay in his hometown. That song was Carlos and Gina. Nope, don't know. Tom Harrell plays that wonderful trumpet, Gary Thomas tenor, Cyrus Chestnut, the Nutman, piano, and Victor Gaskins bass. This Stash album is called The Eternal Flame and subtitled A Baltimore Jam. Coming ever more up to date, it's 97 next. Michel Legrand's much-covered song, Once Upon a Summertime. Here it's a piano solo by David Kikowski. The rest of this December 97 crisscross album is of a piano-based drums lineup. This version was based on Gil Evans's arrangement of the song for Miles Davis's LP, Quiet Nights. Now, here's a good question. How are things in Glockamora?
Thank you.
Was in fact a medley. I was going to be Joe Cool, well, an attempt at, and play you just the first song, How Are Things in Glockamora, but I got carried away and you got some Danny Boy as well. Glockamora being, as you no doubt know, the fictional village in Ireland that features in Finian's Rainbow. Richie Cole is the leader and altoist, Eric Gunnison on piano, Steinway Grand Piano, Mitch Kamara guitar, Ken Walker bass, and Charles Iash drums. A 2015 recorded album called Mile High Madness. Mile High, I should tell you, refers to the location of the recording session, Boulder, Colorado. As well as the Basie Prez Mosaic box set that we featured earlier on, I've also been, very enjoyably, working my way through all 8 Mosaic CDs in the Columbia and RCA live recordings of Louis Armstrong. Here's an example.
A chick drove up in a Jaguar car. So what did I do? Just what you do too. But a man came home and he was 6'2". Back again to Joe's, look around some more. Found a gal alone, yeah, she could say no. I was swinging like mad, she was sending me. Then a man walked in, he was 6'3". So I called my wife Lucille on the telephone. But I hung up fast, 'cause she wasn't all alone. Now I'm gonna go home, throw out the door, except that guy in there. Oh, he was only 6'4". Take it away.
Fun Indeed, recorded December 55 at Teatro Leonardo da Vinci in Milano. The Louis Armstrong All-Stars, Louis Trumpet and Vocal, Trummer Young Trombone, Edmund Hall Clarinet, Billy Kyle Piano, Arvel Shaw Bass, Barrett Deans Drums. It was recorded by George Avakian, starting at 1 a.m. in the morning in the empty theatre after the All-Stars had played two concerts at the relatively nearby Teatro Nuovo. It was empty when they arrived, apart from wives and girlfriends and a few hangers-on, but then dozens of fans had followed the band from their previous gig. Anyway, a great recording of 6'4". We really don't play Louis as often as we should, so here's another one by the great man.
Bye.
We've now moved on to Newport, Rhode Island, the Newport Jazz Festival, July 58. Louis has already performed with the International Youth Band, but then they go off and this iteration of the All-Stars take the stage. Drummy Young, trombone, Peanuts Hucko, clarinet, Billy Kyle, piano, Mort Herbert, bass, and Danny Barcelona, drums. That was also a medley, but I chopped it back to just feature Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1945 You'll Never Walk Alone, originally from Carousel, but now, of course, much more famous as being the Liverpool FC anthem. Next, John Coltrane's song, After the Rain. After the Rain, the title song from an album recorded in New York, October 94, for Verve Records. It's all John Coltrane songs, either written by Train or heavily associated with him. Yes, the Rodgers and Hart standard, My Favourite Things, is indeed included. Guitarist John McLaughlin is the leader, but it's very much a trio session. Joey DeFrancesco, Hammond B3, and Train's former drummer, Elvin Jones. Here's one of my all-time fave blues songs.
My baby, don't stand no teasing, my babe. Oh no, he don't stand no teasing, my babe. Oh no, he don't stand no teasing, he don't stand and squeezing my babe. True little baby, that's my babe. My babe, I know he loves me, my babe. Oh yes, I know he loves me, my babe. Oh yes, I know he loves me. He don't do nothing but kiss and a hug me, my babe. True little baby, that's my babe. No cooling, my babe. True little baby, that's my babe. That's my baby. Cool little baby, that's my babe. My baby.
Bluesman Willie Dixon's much-covered song, My Babe. Singer Dakota Staton in New York, December 59. Eddie Wilcox conducts the orchestra of unknown session musos. I say unknown. Unknown to us, that is. They must have known who they were and why. Another treat, another previously unreleased song, this time by tenor giant Dexter Gordon. It's live, so it's long. So I'll edit it out after the glorious bass solo. Hope that's okay. Thank you. This brand new CD is called Dexter Gordon Sextet Tokyo 75. Actually, only four of the tracks, long ones indeed, are from Tokyo. There are two more bonus tracks, again from previously unreleased material. One from Lorraine in Holland, one from New Haven, USA, for Dexter's so-called homecoming to the US, 73 and 77 respectively. This Elemental CD is a must for Dexter Gordon fans, and it's a stunning lineup. Dexter on tenor, Kenny Drew piano, yes, NHOP, Niels Henning Orsted Pedersen bass, and Albert Tutti Heath drums, Henry Mancini's Day of Wine and Roses. And, as you know, I let it run to the very end. I had to. Time for Ellington.
Thank you.
And that was Ort Seam, which is Maestro spelt backwards, from Volume 9 of Ellington's so-called The Private Collection. This album is all of previously and subsequently, come to think of it, unreleased material from the Duke's own stockpile. The liner notes contradict themselves, though, saying Ort Seam is an Ellington compo, and elsewhere that it was written by Louis Belson, who incidentally was the first Ellingtonian to call the Duke Maestro. Dunno, but my money's on Ellington. There are 10 volumes in this private collection series. You really should have them all. Here's someone I saw live just last week.
Thank you.
A Lee Morgan compo, Calyso, recorded over two afternoons at the Clown's Pocket Studio in Kent, May 2007. Dave O'Higgins on tenor is the leader, Martin Shaw trumpet, Tom Corley piano, Sam Burgess bass, and Sebastian de Crom drums. Dave O'Higgins was superb, playing a Sonny Rollins music gig in Leighton Buzzard last week. Small room above Ollie V's coffee bar. Great acoustics, and Ollie V's is well worth a trip for a quirky venue. Just time for something funky from Sonorama. Inevitably, previously unreleased songs and recorded between 70 and 75 in Germany. Peter Herbolsheimer is the leader and he's on trombone. And the band he called RC and B, Rhythm Combination and Brass. And it included the likes of Art Farmer, Herb Geller, Dusko Gojkovic. This song, Botafogo, could easily have been the theme song from a TV detective series of the early 70s. Sadly, that's it for this week. Hope you've had fun, and equally hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.